2025 International Memorial Day Blending Conference. Week 2. Day 4. Outline. Roman number 3. We need to see what God did in order to produce a counterpart for himself. Genesis 2 reveals a picture of Christ and his bride in the types of Adam and Eve. Capital A. Adam typifies God in Christ as the real, universal husband, who is seeking a wife for himself. Capital B. Jehovah God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone, I will make him a helper as his counterpart." Number 1. Adam's need for a wife typifies and portrays God's need, in his economy, to have a wife as his counterpart, his complement, literally, his parallel, although God, Christ, is absolutely and eternally perfect, he is not complete without the church as his wife. Number 2. God desires to have both Adam, typifying Christ, and Eve, typifying the church. His purpose is to let them have dominion. It is to have a victorious Christ plus a victorious church. A Christ who has overcome the work of the devil plus a church which has overthrown the work of the devil. God wants Christ and the church to have dominion. Capital C. From the ground God formed every animal of the field and every bird of heaven and brought them to Adam, and the man gave names to all cattle and to the birds of heaven and to every animal of the field, but for Adam there was not found a helper as his counterpart. Capital D. The wife must be the same as the husband in life, nature, and expression. Among the cattle, the birds, and the animals, Adam did not find a complement for himself, one that could match him. This is the end of today's outline.